released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
What's going on, ladies, gentlemen, children, babies of all ages? This is the We Identify podcast. I am your host, Tyler Drury, and we're going to get right into the content today. I figured what greater way to start off the podcast than with a testimony. Best way I could think of doing it. And so now here's my testimony. I'm a 27-year-old man. I'm a father recently. This is my first year of fatherhood. And it has been the greatest learning experience of my life. I'm a son. And I'm a child of God. So we're going to get right into the testimony right now. Back in 2014, I went through a really rough patch in my life. My mom had just died. You know, me and my dad were learning how to live without her because she literally was our... She was our rock, pretty much. You know, she was the glue that held the family together. And don't see this about to make me cry. but we lost that. And she went home to be with the Lord. And shortly after this time, exactly three months after she passed away, I tried cocaine for the first time, introduced to it by a family member. And, you know, it was the first time I'd ever done something like this, and I didn't find anything wrong with it. So I just kept getting, I got more addicted and more addicted as time went on, to the point where I was spending hundreds of dollars a day. And you may ask how I was able to afford it. Well, I'll tell you. Sometimes I ran up credit when I didn't have the money. And then when I did have the money, I would pay outright for it. Also, my uncle passed away 2 months after my mom did and left me a $10,000 check. And out of this money, I smoked 3/4 of it in cocaine. In 2 weeks. Now, prior to this, I had run up credit with a few people and was able to pay it off so that by the time when the $10,000 came, I could just buy cocaine when I felt like it. After that money ran out, I kept running up tabs with people, and this family member was my enabler. So that's how I was able to get it, okay? Not blaming it on him whatsoever. I'm just saying this is how I was able to have access to these drugs. So, running up the tabs with people, because I ran out of money, and as I'm running up these tabs, I'm making these dealers increasingly upset with me. Because some of the days I wasn't able to pay them back, even though I would extend it and get an extension, I guess you could say. Some days I did not have the money. And there was this one particular time where I had run credit up with two different guys. The second one, both of them scared me. But the first one is the situation that God delivered me out of. He delivered me from the whole thing, but it's the first time I'd ever been, like, wowed by what God can do. And here's what happened. I had owed the man hundreds of dollars, and he broke into our house in the morning to ask if I had the money. And I was honest with him, like, I don't have it right now. I know I said this was the day, but I don't have it. And I remember walking to the bank to see if there was money in the bank. And there was not. And I proceeded to walk along 29 just thinking and gathering my thoughts because I didn't know what to do. I was walking to my friend's house. And when I got to my friend's house, he said, "Everything's going to be okay. God's got your back." And then he gave me a ride home. And when I got home, I went upstairs, went to take a nap. The young man broke into my house again and came upstairs, dragged me down to my dad's room, and pulled a gun out on me and my father. And it's... the TV doesn't do justice showing a person's reaction when a gun's pulled out on them, because they're actors. But in reality, to have that happen to you, you don't know literally if your life is about to end or what's going to happen. So I'm sitting there stupefied that this just happened to me. I'm like, holy moly, what's going on? You know, but I'm crying. You know, I can laugh about it now because God brought me through this. But at the time I was crying, I was both scared and content at the same time and totally at peace. And I'll explain why. I was scared because a gun was in my face and I felt my life was over. But I was content because even though I thought my life was over, I was ready for it to be over. And so I'm sitting there ready for my life to be over, and it's the first time I ever hear the audible voice of God. And he said, "Not yet, watch this." So I'm like, oh my God, here you go. You know, because I knew that as soon as he said that, something was about to happen. I knew that my life was about to be spared because I trusted God. Even though I was ready for my life to be done, I knew that there was still too much to be done and there was still work to be done, and that my calling had not yet, my time had not yet run out. So the man, he gets on his hands and knees, and he unloads the clip from the gun that he had pointed at me and my dad. And he proceeded to unload the bullets from the clip, took the last bullet out the chamber of the gun. And this guy reaches in his back pocket and pulls out another gun as if he needed two for an elderly man and a young man. He pulled out two guns, had some Swiss Army gizmo gadget. I mean, this guy came strapped like Rambo. And he lifted his hands up to heaven and he said, "Honest to God, I'm sorry I came in here like this. When you get the money, you can pay me back. I'm sorry I scared you." And he got up and he walked right out my house. Mind you, this guy also was my neighbor, so I saw him every day. But he got up and he walked out my house, and I'm standing here now because God saw fit to make a way out of no way. Literally, people get into this thing and don't come out oftentimes. They either die to the addiction or die to complications of the addiction or get caught up in the lifestyle and die in the lifestyle. But God had mercy on me, and I'm grateful for that mercy. It's because of his mercy. It's literally in him do I live, move, and have my being. Because had it not been for the Lord God that was on my side, my enemies would have swallowed me up. But I'm still standing here because of what God did on that day. So that's just testifying to somebody and telling somebody, keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Even when you feel ready to throw in the towel, God's saying, "Not yet, watch this." So let that be a prophetic word for somebody. Now you'd think that this was the last straw, that I wouldn't touch cocaine again after this. But no, I'm stubborn, and you guys will come to figure that out as we go along with each other on this righteous hour, that I can be stubborn as a mule sometimes. And I was stubborn in this instance because I just was a glutton for punishment. I went to a Christian rehab for a month, came out of that, was feeling good. Boom. 3 months, was free from cocaine as soon as I got out. Came to my birthday, came around time for my birthday in the year of 2015, and I got addicted to cocaine again because I tried it again. thinking that I'd be able to do it once and get out of it. But that wasn't the case. I was addicted for a month until December. Now, this is when the turnaround really happened and when I really grasped and when I can say I was delivered from this cocaine addiction and remained delivered from it. My pastor one day walked up to me as I was walking in for prayer. I'll never forget this. Never, I'll never ever forget it. And he said to me, "Brother Drury, I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what it is, but I know that God's going to get glory from this chapter in your life." And that was the last time. It's like God literally slapped the taste out of my mouth. Like, literally. And I'm grateful. He literally slapped the taste out of my mouth for cocaine. And I hadn't smoked cocaine since then. This will be the third year. This is the third year that I have not smoked cocaine. And next year is going to be the fourth year, because God saw fit to deliver me from this thing, to deliver me from this addiction. And the same God that was able to deliver me is able to deliver family members from addiction, is able to deliver family members from the brink of death, is able to deliver people from a lifestyle that would lead them into death, into a lifestyle that is eternal life in Christ Jesus. That's the God that we serve. And so I pray that that blessed you guys. I know it blessed me again hearing it and built my faith for what God is going to do in the future. I love you. God loves you. The Holy Spirit dwells richly inside of you. You are more than overcomers. You are the righteous. Stay blessed.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.